theme music. Hey there, let me ask you kids a question. A 1, 2, 3, haul. What's a podcast? It's always funny. It's the Major Dog Radio Al Whoop-de-doo. What's a podcast? It's never running. It's the Major Dog Radio Al Whoop-de-doo. I say, what's the podcast? It's always funny. How is the Major Dog Radio Hour? Whoop de doo. What podcast? Never running. Is the Major Dog Radio Hour? Whoop de doo. Take me home.
For Apathy Studios,
yeah!
Rainy Antioch, Tennessee.
Woo!
Please give it up for the musically talented and gifted, and your host of the Major Dog Radio Hour, what to do, Jesse Perry,
everybody! That's everything.
Wow, fantastic!
Wow, has it already been a year?
Actually, it's only been about 5 months.
5 months.
5 great months. Happy 2008! Welcome to the Major Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo!
Whoop-dee-doo!
I'm your intrepid host, Jess Perry. With me, as always, my wonderful cohorts. Our full-time fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson, is here. Mark!
Hola, hola.
And as always, the Axeman himself, Mr. Sean Parrott. Crank this guy's guitar up. Let's hear him jam for a second. Hit it! More!
That's like Van Halen.
Yeah!
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah!
I'm amazed.
Listen, I'm turning my back so you can't see my tricks.
Wow, he is! Gosh, he's almost standing!
Why is the guitar on fire?
I don't know.
That's an amazing trick. Could you please take that outside? It's flaming hot. Oh, man! How was everybody's Christmas?
It was wonderful, Jesse.
What did you get for Christmas? You guys get anything good?
Coal.
Fantastic.
I'm
so Santa's promise
come
true.
It did.
That's
it
right. Callbacks.
Callback to the holiday special, which I'm sure everyone's heard 1,000 times. Mark, what did you get for Christmas?
I got a whole lot of loving.
Hey, wow.
Easy does it, guys.
I'm poor, too. Now, let's... it's been a hell of a... for starters, now, Chad Ryden kind of wanted me to not talk about this. Because who would know about Revere Radio? But I talk about Chad Ryden all the time, and who the fuck knows who he is? So, if you're listening to us on Revere Radio, and God knows you aren't, revereradio.net has been a fine syndicator for us, kind of got us started doing this, and they've rescheduled us about four times.
Yeah.
We've now been moved to Friday at midnight.
Woo! Eastern Central
Prime podcast. Midnight Eastern.
Or midnight everywhere.
it's midnight. If you're in Florida, it's midnight.
Okay.
If you're in Nashville, it's 11.
Okay.
And I think the reason that they moved us there is because it's impossible to move us to never day at not at all o'clock. But thankfully, they're liberals, and they'd be so guilt-ridden, they haven't fired us yet. So give it up for that.
Thank you.
Oh, man, this is great. So over the holidays, I've developed a new character.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to try for you guys. We need to work on scripts for this whenever we get back to writing. But hey, there's a strike.
Amen. Yeah.
So this is something I came up with. I didn't write it, and I think that'll show. This is Bob... The lousy sports announcer. Bob, the lousy sports announcer.
Hey, everybody, you are looking live from some kind of sports dilly. It promises to be a tallywhacker of the game in which the team wearing red faces off somebody else. And you can bet something's going to happen with a ball or a stick.
That's all I got for that. See, that guitar playing almost feels sarcastic.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
See, exactly.
Oh, look at you.
Steve Vai over here, Yankee Rosen me over here. I don't need that shit in my life. I didn't miss you guys. But we've got a fantastic show. We have got amazing sketches. We might have some stand-up.
Yeah.
We might have, we'll probably have a lot of songs.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a few characters if, you know.
Let's hear it. Do a character.
Oh, okay. This is my new character I've been working on.
All right.
Bobby the homophobe who doesn't realize that all his favorite bands are gay.
Okay.
Bobby the homophobe. Woo! Man, I tell you, sometimes I just don't know if I like George Michael better or if I like Wham better. Which one? Man, if there's two things I know. I know I hate queers and Elton John rocks. Bobby the homophobe doesn't
know. Do a little guitar zing there, why don't you? I've
been working on my celebrity impersonations.
Hell yeah!
But here's the thing: you got to hit me rapid fire with them. So give me somebody.
Okay,
I'll give you a little bit. Then you get it. And I've been working. If it's a celebrity, I can do it.
Okay, well, this is now the Mark Anunson celebrity impression speed round. Okay, do you want to start, Sean?
Yes.
Okay.
Janet Jackson.
Hey man, y'all crazy.
Jack Nicholson.
Hey man, y'all crazy.
Jimmy Walker.
Hey man, y'all crazy.
Dean Martin.
Hey man, y'all crazy.
Frank Sinatra.
Hey man, y'all crazy.
Chester Arthur.
Hey man, y'all crazy.
Chester B. Arthur.
Hey man, y'all crazy.
Fantastic! Hey. Wow.
Like how I did.
Hit the zing strings.
Aren't you glad you didn't say banana?
Hey.
Hey.
Whoa. Wow, we are second grading it up here. This is very exciting.
Barely.
This is very exciting. But, you know, we do have obligations to our sponsors because God knows they give us money because we have such an established presence as exhibited by our being rescheduled 15 motherfucking times. But we want to invite a new sponsor. Hey, we got new sponsors.
Yay.
More money.
Ooh.
So let's go to them right now, only on the Manger Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Hi there. I'm grizzled actor Sam Elliott. Let me ask you a personal question. Do you like whacking it to high-quality porn? Well, sir, if you do, you're my kind of dude. That's why I want to invite you down to Sam Elliott's Porno Emporium. We've got thousands of hot vidjas, including Girl on Girl, Domination, Fetish, Threesome, and much more. Do you like scat videos? Well, heck, so do I, partner. And we've got them here at Sam Elliott's Porno Emporium. And remember, each one of them is personally approved by me, the guy from Roadhouse. So the next time you want to make a deposit in your spank bank, think of me, Sam Elliott, and come on down to Sam Elliott's Porno Emporium, just 5 miles from the Tri-County Mall in the Quad State area. Sam Elliott's Porno Emporium. Yep.
I'm Isaiah.
I'm Hardaway.
We're both black and we hate gays.
Hey Isaiah, man. It's your boy Hardaway. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Happy Martin Luther King Day to you, Hardaway.
Yo, man, you gonna come down in the parade, man? They're gonna have a big parade down there downtown. You gonna come down in the parade, man? Come down in the parade, man. Come on down.
Man, I would, but man, gays like parades, man. I ain't gay, so I ain't going to no parade, man.
Yeah, man. Gays, man. Gays like parades, man. Gays like parades, man. So, what you gonna do Martin Luther King Day?
Probably go check out that parade, you gay faggot.
Isaiah.
I'm Hardaway.
We're both black and we hate gays.
Blacks who hate gays celebrating Martin Luther King Day coming up.
Who doesn't love?
Amen.
Fantastic. You know, there's a pretty big thing going on in comedy. You know, we sometimes do the old stand-up. And apparently Dane Cook and Dave Chappelle have a rivalry to see who can talk the longest on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Dane Cook recently hit the 7-hour mark.
Whoa.
Chappelle responded with an 8-hour and 15-minute set. And now Dane is in the middle of a 12-hour set. He was so kind to let us in there. We're going to be checking back throughout. This is a pre-recorded show, so hopefully we'll be able to get a fair amount of the show experience.
Yeah.
And our good buddy, Sean Parrott, just flew out of the studio, and he's there now because Dane Cook is performing across the street from our studio. And let's see. Let's see if we can get to Sean. Are you in the club now?
I'm at the show. We're going on. We're going. He's on the coats. We're 3 hours in on the coats.
How's the morale?
Everybody seems to love it. I am very unhappy. I am not pleased. This is 3 hours on just coats. We've been going for a month.
And then there was the coats.
But this is just 3 hours on the coats.
Coats?
Oh, he punched the...
You just want to punch coats?
Jesse.
Yeah.
He just said punched. He wasn't doing punch before. This is like a new movement.
Is he punching the air emphatically to say that he is in fact punching?
It's for us. It's for the fans. He told us it was for us.
How's the crowd there? Are they excited? Are they dispirited? What's happening?
Lots of hair gel. Lots of good-looking people clapping and loving it. Oh, it is a great night for anti-comedy tonight.
Well, that's fantastic, Sean. We're going to keep checking in with you. Thanks for doing this for us.
No problem. I'll be here all night.
And we're going to go...
perhaps.
Let's come back in here to the studio.
Wow,
that was pretty incredible.
It's intense.
Good luck to Sean. We're going to be checking with him throughout the show. Since he's there, his brother showed up, his twin brother Tron Parrott. How you doing, man?
Hey,
Tronny.
This is weird.
Oh, man. Does he not look just like Sean?
You guys got a big studio.
Yeah, it is. These are new 35-foot high ceilings. Got them installed.
They look great.
Thanks.
How much did this place cost? Be honest.
Hey.
$6 million.
Whoa.
This is the kind of place you can build on a Fungineer salary, my friend.
American dollars?
Well, I didn't pay for it. I just traded in Lee Majors.
Hey. Where's my rim shot button? Oh, so glad that I've lost my train of thought.
Well, we got Tron is in the studio.
Tron, we're so glad to have you. You know...
Your Tron is in the station?
I was referring to the Revere Radio thing earlier. And you know what? I think what has caused the rift between me and our syndicators?
Mm-hmm.
My hardcore right-wing beliefs.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And that's why... but that's not going to stop me, because I have an all-new... Can we add some echo to my voice?
We can in post.
Okay. This is an all-new Jessatorial! Hoping there's some echo there.
Yeah, there'll be like a little... I'll do a little intro right there.
Yeah.
Don't you sweat that, buddy.
Play 2 seconds of music under that.
You got it.
Greetings, freedom lovers and liberty respecters. Proud right-wing Republican lunatic Jess Perry here with a look at the 2008 campaign season. The Iowa and New Hampshire caucuses recently took place, and sadly, no Democratic candidates were assassinated. Yes, it's safe to say that the take charge attitude of my forefathers has come and gone. Farewell, greatest generation! It's clear that the Demopukes are in a heated race to see who will end up blowing their party's chance at the presidency. Will it be Barack Obama, aka the Black Jimmy Carter? Or will it be Hillary Clinton, aka Jimmy Carter with a cock? The only thing that your faithful narrator knows for sure is that the eventual winner will hate God and will probably enjoy rap music.
Woo.
Yes, the end times are truly at hand. And as someone that enjoys making out with American flags, I, Cheney fingering attention whore Jess Perry, am disgusted. The real question is, how do we save America? Easy. We start praying. Loudly. Here we go. Jesus! It is I, your faithful servant, Pat Buchanan, molesting superhero Jess Perry. Please free us from the evil harlots and charlatans and charlots and harlotans that subvert our great Constitution. Lord, please provide us with the firepower to mow down these liberal thugs with their subversive cries of peace and tolerance. As you know, Jesus, if peace and tolerance were so great, you wouldn't have died. And then whose blood would we have bathed in? I'm guessing Reagan. Anyway, amen! This is proud, holy Christ-sponsored Karl Rove dating blowhard Jesse Perry, reminding you that freedom isn't free and liberty isn't liber. All right.
Well, there's a whole lot of things you can put inside your butt. From a shotgun barrel to a Mitsubishi pickup truck. But you better not try, you better not try, you better not try, you better not try. You better not try to put a Wolverine in your butt. He'll rip your spleen out and tear out your intestines. He'll make you scream out and cause you indigestion. Well, there's a whole lot of things you can put inside your butt. From a shotgun barrel to a Mitsubishi pickup truck. Try, you better not try, you better not try, you better not try. You better not try to put a Wolverine in your body.
I'm gonna go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're gonna Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Wow. Who was that, Mr. Anunson?
Haunchy. Out of Dallas, Texas.
Haunchy out of Dallas, Texas.
How do you spell that?
H-O-Haunchy. No, H-O-N-C-H-I-E.
Haunchy. H-O-N-C-H-I-E. Search for him online. Haunchy from Dallas. Only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Now, we are playing some music. We, you know, last time. Oh, man. This is so good. This Mike and Ike.
Mike and Ike pretty good here. Hey, now.
Oh, that's so good.
Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Now, last time we played a song called Whoop-De-Doo from SSION out of Kansas City. Great song. It's on episode 17. Check it out. You'll probably hear it on episode 19. But
and 20.
But
and best of.
It's always fun doing an ego search on YouTube and
yeah,
finding new stuff because, you know, we actually just got on YouTube, Mangy Dog. You can check us out at youtube.com/mangydogvideo.
Mm-hmm.
Check it.
And check that out. We're hoping to get a lot more videos up there. But when I was doing a search to see where we ranked in terms of mangy dogness.
All right, I'm with you.
There was a song that was ahead of us from a little YouTube group called We Folk Creations. And it was an incredibly sweet song about a mangy old dog.
Aww.
And I thought we'd kick back and give it a listen. And at the start, you're going to hear the great...
The backstory.
Great songwriter of it. Kind of give the backstory. You have to see the video at youtube.com/WeFolkCreations because there's text on the screen that explains the story beautiful. A bit more. But the song itself is absolutely beautiful.
All you really need.
And we're so happy to play it for you now. This is Mangy Old Dog, only on Mangy Dog.
Got a mangy old dog.
Whoop de doo.
Hi, this is Dan speaking. We haven't owned too many animals in the past, and I sure didn't want another dog. So this stray dog found my daughter, Renee, and she took her and cleaned her up, tried to get me to take her because she couldn't have more than one dog in her apartment. But I said, no, I don't need a dog to tie me down. But that night at 4 a.m, I wrote this song about my experience that I had that morning. I called Renee at 6 o'clock and left word with her that, okay, I'll take the dog. I still have her, and she is slowing me down. When you listen to the song, you'll know what I mean. Mangy old dog, but she's so cute. Stinking old dog, give her the boot. I don't need a dog to tie me down. I should just take her to the pound. I woke up at 4 cause I had to go pee. Had too much to drink, that's common with me. But this time was different, she was on my mind. That's when I knew I was in a bind. Mangy old dog, but she's so cute. Stinking old dog, give her the boot. I don't need a dog to
to tie me down, I should just take her to the pound. Is she a keeper? Should I throw her back?
Hello.
Why this dilemma? My brain I would rack. Couldn't stop thinking as I lay back down. What's the matter with me? I question with a frown. I've encountered stray dogs and cats in the past, and I kept thinking this feeling won't last. I should go back to sleep and forget about her. Stubby nose turns me off, but she does have soft fur.
Which I kind of like.
Mean you dog. The cons and the pros were all of a sudden it hit me and I froze.
Kermit the Frog here.
I've been wanting to slow down, but my life's been a blur. And I've been searching for how I would make that detour.
Hey, Fudgy.
I can't shrug this feeling, and I must deal with
sweet
it
break
now.
Yeah.
Maybe a message being sent somehow. Yeah. To make a long story shorter, I went with my gut, and that mangy old dog is now named Peanut.
Mangy old dog.
Yeah, she's so cute. Stinking old dog.
Peanut.
Give her. Just like I needed a dog to slow me down. Yes, I'll have to keep her.
Sweet. Werewolf. Sweet. Werewolf.
Oh, man.
Camera. Werewolf camera.
We Folk Creations from YouTube with their classic song, Mangy Old Dog. Only on the Mangy Old Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo. Hello, and welcome to another fascinating episode of The Secret World of Logging, brought to you by the Association for the Popularization of Logging Entertainment. On this week's episode, we'll catch a glimpse of all the drama that goes into making your wooden and paper goods. We take you now to the home of Frank Johnson for this week's episode, A Cuckold and His Chainsaw.
Hey, Ginger, I need to talk to you.
Yes, Frank?
This may sound like exposition, but your husband Donald and I are both loggers. And you and I have been having an affair for over a year, but I want you to divorce him and be with me. Because I love you, baby.
Oh, that does sound like exposition. And I love you too, Frank.
Well, Ginger, I've decided I'm going to tell Donald everything, and I'm going to do it today, in the woods.
While you're logging?
Yes.
Near the chainsaw?
Well, why not?
Don't you think that's dangerous?
Ginger, we're both trained professionals. I don't think we'll be making any mistakes.
What if he gets mad and tries to kill you with the chainsaw?
That's a good point. You think I should tell him at the shooting range? Crap, I gotta get going, honey. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Good luck.
Luck's for sissies.
Meanwhile, in the woods, Ginger's husband Donald is getting ready for his day.
Man, oh man, what a great life. I've got my beautiful, faithful wife Ginger, and my best friend in the world Frank, and a forest full of trees just waiting to be decimated. What more could a guy ask for? A bigger penis, maybe, but I'm not gonna be greedy.
Hey, Donald, Who are you talking to?
Oh, hey, Frank. I was just doing a monologue.
Logging alone, eh?
Yeah, something like that. You ready to get going?
Yeah, but I gotta tell you something first.
What? What was that?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, all right.
I'm sleeping with your wife.
Huh? What? I can't hear you.
I'm sleeping with your wife. She wants a divorce.
I can't hear you. Wait a second. What was that?
I'm creeping with more fife, beer and stove, tree flaunts a divorce.
What? That doesn't make any sense, Frank.
Yeah, I know.
Well, quit wasting time. We've got a fragile ecosystem to destroy here.
Having sex with a ginger?
What?
Alex gave me the finger. He's over there.
Yeah, well, same to you, Alex. Is there anything else you have to tell me?
Oh, there's one thing.
All right. Just let me get through this knot. It's really thick.
Suddenly, Donald's chainsaw hits the knot and jumps back. Cutting straight through Frank.
Frank, stay with me. Stay with me, buddy.
Back at Donald's house after Frank's funeral.
Man, oh man, I am sad.
Donald, I've got something to tell you. I had sex with Frank.
At the funeral?
No, before he died.
Oh, that. Yeah, I had sex with him too. I wasn't jealous about you. I was jealous about him. Christ, what a package. And that's why I killed him.
Thanks for listening to The Secret World of Logging, brought to you by the Association for the Popularization of Logging Entertainment. Tune in for next week's episode, Captain's Log. Wow, The Secret World of Logging. Only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo. So we're at the halfway point here on our first show for 2008. And you know what I'm dying to hear right now?
I have no idea.
I say we push the reset button with a little DJ Stinky Pants thing.
Oh, yeah! Hit it!
I love DJ Stinky Pants.
Wowzer.
You know, he did that theme for us for free.
Yeah.
What a sweet. All he wanted was a little pub.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So now he got owns it. His own bar.
A pub.
Oh,
now he owns his own bar. Hey.
The English language is very flexible.
Yes. Yes, it is lithe. It is young.
Much like a four-year-old Chinese boy.
Excellent point, Mark. I think everyone in this room can agree on that.
I try and keep it relatable.
Now, Tron, while you're tuning in your guitar there, why don't we go check in on your brother?
Okay.
Now, if you've just tuned in, and how is that even possible?
Oh, it's possible. Sometimes I skip all the early shit.
Yeah. We have Sean, Tron's brother, stationed down at the Dane Cook show going on across the street. We do record this off and on. Last time it was at 3 hours. I think right now we're into the eighth hour of the show. And let's go there live. Sean, are you there? Sean?
I'm here. I hope you can hear me over this. These people are very angry.
I took a pancake.
Very, very angry.
It sounds like a madhouse down
there. There are chainsaws. There's fighting. There's throwing of knives. It is very, very dangerous.
Chainsaws. That reminds me. We just did a sketch about logging with some chainsaws.
Oh, that sounds great. How did it go?
Oh, it was really good. I think it was very successful.
Okay, cool.
But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt there. How is it down there?
As I said, crazy.
Is anyone dead? Has anyone died?
Well, I've seen many dead. Cooks. However, unfortunately, is still alive and still going. We're at 8 hours. This is the worst shift, the most miserable shift of any life ever.
Have you been able to take a nap, or has it just been too loud?
No, it is way too loud. It is my ears, both of them, are bleeding. My third eye is bleeding by now. This is very, very dangerous.
The pancake.
Cook is on fire in a bad way.
Okay. Well, just hang in there. We know this is tough. Be strong. Okay, let's come back to the studio.
Coats.
Wow.
Amazing.
I got to tell you, I hope he's okay, Tron.
My poor, poor brother.
I know. It's really unbelievable what he's putting himself through for this show.
I mean, because we're twins, I sort of have, you know, that tinge of...
So
you probably
have a kind of like a migraine right now.
Yeah, we got the twin sense, and it is painful. It is painful, even though he's just across the street. I can feel him, you know?
Mm. Yeah, there's a weird... Do you feel like that you've paid $9 for a Corona? Do you feel that?
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
It's very intense.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to try and get back there. You know, hopefully he'll still be alive.
And I hope he's alive.
Have stopped rioting.
You know, why don't we just take a bit of a break?
Yeah, and we need a breather.
Play a song from an insane man. this is America's forgotten schizophrenic Wild Man Fisher with his classic Monkeys versus Donkeys, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo. I'll take my monkeys, you'll take your donkeys, we'll have a race right now. I'll be the monkeys, I'll get your donkeys, the battle will win right now. Can't you see my monkeys are beating your donkeys? It's a quite a race right now.
See them going around the turn
now. Monkey versus donkeys
now.
Can't you see my monkeys are beating your donkeys? The battle will win over now. Monkey versus donkeys.
Ooh, yes. Wild Man Fisher. We got Tron jamming on the guitars. So glad to hear this guy.
That guy's amazing.
He is amazing. That's from, of course, a double album produced by Frank Zappa. And
double album, not enough for that one.
Yeah,
needed, absolutely.
Should have been a quad at least.
It should have been a quadrilogy, much like Alien. There's that much there. Now, you know, one thing that we rarely talk about, and I know Tron was curious
gaze.
About this.
Yes. About
Mark has a pretty good track record yes. when it comes to yearly predictions.
Yes.
And it's actually quite spot on. Yes. For example, you predicted.
I predicted in 05 that New Year's Eve would happen on the 31st.
Wow.
I know that one. I also predicted that Barbara Eden would resurface into the mainstream again and sell insurance on TV.
Wow.
And that is happening as we speak.
How do you do that? You also called the Lindsay Wagner number bed yes. commercials.
And I knew she was going to be a 28.
That's true. That's absolutely true. She likes a loose mattress, not too firm. But, you know, she's bionic.
She is. Here is my first prediction for 08.
First prediction of 08!
The guy who sells the orange glow on TV, you know the guy with the beard?
Yes. Yeah.
He will be arrested for murdering OJ's wife.
He was a real killer!
That is my, and that will happen on Valentine's Day.
Calling the date!
February 14th, 3:47 p.m., and he will be driving in his car talking to one of those little message reminder things. That he sells on the TV.
You see things. It's like time is like a doorway. Do you have like a time,
time
window?
Doesn't exist. I just walk in and out of portals.
I think your ESP is rubbing off on me because I have a prediction. I see
what's that Tron?
That the same orange guy.
Yeah.
His beard will be arrested for impersonating Bob Vila's beard.
Wow.
Whoa.
Now, do you know the date on that?
February 19th.
So it'll be 5 days after he's arrested. The cops will come in
yeah.
and confiscate his
yes.
beard.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, 2008 is going to be amazing.
It's going to be weird.
Now, Mark, do you have any predictions about the presidential race?
I do.
Really?
It will be canceled.
Really?
due to lack of interest by the American people.
That's amazing. Wow.
Well, so canceled that.
Need to write a gestatorial about. But maybe we'll just stop the gestatorials. Mark.
Yes. No, we won't.
So we've canceled the presidential elections.
Yes.
We framed the orange glow guy.
Yes.
What's next?
The kid from Sean Astin from Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Will star, direct, and produce a movie, especially for Lifetime Network, where he will play Hervé Villechaize.
Really?
In, get this, the Hervé Villechaize story.
Wow!
That is going to happen.
Wow. First Rudy, now Hervé.
He's diverse.
Wow, it's amazing.
What depth? That guy's got depth.
You see things. Yeah. You see things.
I see things.
Wow. Tron, do you have a...
You have anything else?
A conjoining prediction?
Well, I also heard that Sean Astin will be playing that guy who played that other guy in that Eagles movie. Is that Hervé Villechaize? Didn't they have
absolutely.
A, yeah?
What? Yes.
What am I talking about? Can we cut this out?
This is like a psychic wave of incoherence that we're experiencing. Sometimes the wires get crossed.
Yeah,
mine
was crossed with fucking bullshit. Right
Tron, when you get your own show, then you can curse like a madman.
Yes, but don't curse on this. This is family.
Guys. Respect your brother.
This is family oriental.
Sean, wherever you are.
He's at the Dayton Cook thing across the street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
I do have, it's not really a prediction, but it's a what would have happened. Because I can step through time, like, you know.
Yeah.
I can just go, if Ray Combs were still alive.
Right.
What he would have done in 2008 is changed his name to Titty Toothbrush. He would have changed his name to Titty Toothbrush in 2008.
Really?
And open up a men's clothing store.
Now, how can you open up a men's clothing store? Now, would he call it titties?
No, that would be ridiculous.
T-I-T-T-Y.
That would be ridiculous.
You're right.
Why would he do that?
Hey, I'm sorry. You're the psychic. I'm sorry. Really sorry about that. Oh my God! I totally forgot an important announcement.
Oh my gosh!
We have a very special show coming up. And I'm sure everyone's riveted paying attention to what we're saying now. We actually coming up. We'll be doing our first live show.
Oh,
first live show.
Mangy dog.
Yeah, live. It'll be our at Budokan. Our
Budokan.
The whoop-de-doo comes alive. It's going to be intensity in 10 cities. I'm telling you, I can't wait. We're going to do our live show. Please contact us at comedypodcast.com or mangydog.com for more details. We are releasing a best of CD.
Oh,
we got a lot of balls.
That's right. 20 episodes of incoherent babbling whittled down into one super awesome concentrated episode of funny.
That's exciting.
One CD. Everyone that goes to the show will receive a free CD. So if you're interested, please
come to the show.
Please contact us. It's going to be great. Going to be at Bongo Java February 28th. And we'd love to see you. Now, hit something else! Get the fuck out!
Get the fuck out my yard.
Get the fuck out my yard! Well, I've been trying to tell you, fool, every day, in every way, that I don't want you hanging around no more. You always looking in my window. Get the fuck out my yard. You always going through my mailbox. You looking through my personal shit, and then you try to sell me candy. Well, I don't want your candy. You will carry your ass up out of my yard. Get the fuck out my yard. I've been trying to catch you, fool, but you've been running away. You try to evade me, and then I find you in my bushes and shrubs. You're always running down my driveway.
I'll get the fuck out of my yard or else I'm gonna call the police. I said I got a police, jackass. They're gonna come and arrest your ass. They're gonna put you in the squad car and carry you up out of my yard.
Honchie, from Dallas, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Man, those guys are great. Do you know their website by chance?
Google Honchie.
Google Honchie, absolutely. Please. That's Google Honchie.
Google.com/Honchie
owns you.
Hey, actually, this has been a fairly Chachi-free, yeah. I guess.
But
I guess the Chachis step up to the Honchies over time. You all right?
You scared me when you said Chachie.
Chachi?
I thought we were going to get a Chachi, but luckily we didn't.
That was close. I shouldn't have brought up almost
first rule of Chachi,
it.
Never talk about Chachi. Chachi.
Yeah, because then it might happen.
It's a good point, yeah. Tron. It's a good point.
It's just like, you know, Candyman.
We miss your brother.
Speaking of which,
hey,
we need to get out there, back there. We are now in the 11th hour of the Dane Cook Marathon Show. Sean is there. Let's go there live. Sean! Sean, are you there?
And then I took the pancakes.
God. Dear.
On the coats.
God help me.
Coats!
Sean, are you okay?
Coats!
Talk to us here.
Help
coats!
Me. I don't think I can.
I punched the coats.
Jesse,
in the
I'm fading,
face.
Jesse. I don't
just
think
be strong. Your brother's here. He's counting on you.
I don't think I can take this anymore.
And I put a pancake.
Tell my brother I love him.
It sounds like the rioting has stopped.
It's very quiet now. Cook is still going. He is still...
The pancake on the coat! The coat!
Tell my brother I love him.
There is a coat!
All right.
Tell my brother I love him!
Coat!
Ah!
Coat!
All right, well, we're back here in the studio. Sean, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Okay, he's not there. He's not there. We lost the feed. Coat. Tron, I think your brother's... I think it's going to be fine.
It sounded like a gunshot, though.
Well, we'll just look at it this way. Too bad.
Guns don't kill people.
Dane Cook kills people.
Hey, setting them up. He's hitting them out.
Hi-yo! Speaking of killing, hi-yo!
Wow. It's amazing how fast I'm over my brother's death.
Good point, Tron.
Woo!
That's the magic of a well-timed joke.
Hey, do you want to be on a podcast?
Sure. Yeah.
God, you're so chipper.
Thanks.
You're way better than Sean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, this has been a hell of a show. Wow, has it really gone by this fast already?
Over. Barely,
we're
We're
done.
Oh, man, well, why don't we go around and do some pluggage? You guys want to do some pluggage?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do Tron, it. I don't know if you have anything to plug.
No, I
maybe
don't...
you just reiterate what your brother had going on before he died.
You can find all of my brother's stuff, myspace.com/SeanParrott.
SeanParrott.
And you can look for me as well, Tron Parrott, TronParrott.
Fantastic. Check out Tron's songs. A lot of them are very, very good.
Yeah, yeah. I could play it if you don't mind. I'll play it.
That's okay. Mark?
Yes.
Fungineer, do you have any plugs going on?
I do. I would like you guys to please check out the newly redesigned happyforapathy.com.
Oh, wow. Really?
Newly redesigned. You can listen to your Happy for Apathy podcast right there on the site.
What? Oh,
you can
excellent.
Subscribe on iTunes, and you can check out my new calendar where I have all kinds of events coming up. Next week I'll be at the Zany Showcase Thursday and Saturday. And UT Martin the following week, the 25th of January, UT Martin with Renegade, Mike James, and a headliner named Cuz.
Oh, wow. Man, that is going to be great fun.
B-E-tacular.
He's everybody's Cuz. I like the fact that he is everyone's cousin.
The nation's Cuz. I love
why did,
that.
Why did he name it? Why did he? Why does he call himself that?
I don't know.
Cuz. I cannot wait to tell him that joke.
I love it.
Oh, man. Gosh. Oh. It's a shame that this has to end in about
love it all the way
3
to the
minutes
punching
and
you.
40 seconds. Oh, well, let me do my plugs.
Let's do it.
We're out of time here, Jesse. Thanks for tuning in.
No, please, for God's sakes. you're abusing your Fungineering power.
Wait a second. I've got more shows that my brother was dead and he's going to do.
Okay, what is Sean's undead body
going to
be?
You know
doing?
That Mangy Dog show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The CD release party.
He's going to be on that one.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. That'd be great. I think because he's done so many episodes for us, it'd be great if he could come back from the dead.
That'd be cool.
And do that show for us.
I mean, that's just the sort of thing he does.
If he's dead, he'd still put more life into the show than Chad Ryden.
Hey.
Hey.
Backhanded.
Hey. Come on now. Hey. Come on now. Whoa.
Sorry. You're turned into a jerk engineer.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, Chad.
Just all calm down. But we are glad, that CD release party. We will be working with our buddies in Ultimate Comedy with Brad and Corey and Damien and Sean. Going to be a fantastic time. Yeah. Going to be stand-up, live sketches, live music.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. We hope to see you all there. Please check out Mangy Dog's new video storage facility at youtube.com/mangydogvideo. I got us set up at youtube.com/JessePerryStandUp. Which you're welcome to skip. Now, as is always this time of the show, we kind of hand things over to something else because we don't know what we're going to play next.
Hit that.
which theme song should we? Let's hit the original.
Let's go old school.
See you later, everybody! Hit that theme music!
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Hi there. I'm grizzled actor Sam Elliott. Let me ask you a personal question. Do you like whacking it to high-quality porn? Well, sir, if when you do, you're my kind of dude. That's why I want to invite you down to Sam Elliott's Porno Emporium. We've got thousands of hot videos, including Girl on Girl, Domination, Fetish, Threesome. You can't laugh, Mark.
Hey, everybody, we ain't done yet. Hit it, horn, hoo, ha, horn. How you doing? My name's Colonel Jebediah Tiberius Bartholomew Parker the 14th, and I'd like to introduce you to my backing band, Jebediah Tiberius Bartholomew Parker the 14th Orchestra. Great group of guys. Listen to that. Man, these guys are good. Let me ask you a question. Say you're in your bowling alley with your blues orchestra and you want to play with them, but one, you had too much meth, and two, you got no musical talent. Let me ask you this. Do you have hands? That's why I am selling you Colonel Parker's Hand Harmonica Lessons. One DVD lasted 14 hours that cost $3,000. Send it to me, and soon you'll be able to do this. Wow. today.